This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The impeachment battle is growing more intense as the Trump administration blocks a diplomat from appearing before a House panel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Ambassador Gordon Sondland had been portrayed as one of the envoys involved in the president's urging Ukraine to investigate the Biden family. Sondland had agreed to a House interview today, but this morning the State Department ordered him not to show up. Adam Schiff and Democrats say it's more White House obstruction, keeping the nation from finding out whether the president put personal gain ahead of national security.
The American people have a need to know.
Republicans say Americans would find out what they need to know if Schiff just releases a transcript of last week's interview with another envoy, which they say clears the president of wrongdoing.
It destroys his narrative. It undercuts it. It blows it up.
Lee Zeldin says it's all a fairy tale. Three House chairmen say they will now force Sondland to appear through a subpoena. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkish military officials say their troops are ready to launch a long-planned incursion into Syria to take out Kurdish forces. This comes just 2 days after U.S. President Donald Trump announced he was pulling U.S. forces back from the border due to an upcoming Turkish operation. President Trump's decision late Sunday to move U.S. forces prompted an immediate backlash from U.S. lawmakers. Some called it a betrayal of the Syrian Kurds, viewed by many in Washington as the most dependable ally in the fight to destroy the IS caliphate. In tweets Monday and Tuesday, U.S. President Trump appeared to try to appease both sides. "We may be in the process of leaving Syria," Trump tweeted, "but in no way have we abandoned the Kurds." In a separate set of tweets, Trump praised Turkey and invited the Turkish president to visit the White House. From the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. The United States is imposing visa restrictions on the Chinese government and Communist Party officials who are believed to be responsible for the detention or abuse of the Uyghur Muslim ethnic group in Xinjiang, China. Groups on the list are forbidden from buying various high-tech parts and components from U.S. companies without U.S. government permission. Beijing said the move by the Trump administration interferes with China's internal affairs. As China continues to face criticism for pressuring Hong Kong on ongoing democracy protests, Beijing received an odd voice of support from Uganda. Analysts say Kampala is backing Beijing as a gesture to China due to its growing economic reliance on the Asian giant. Halima Athmani reports from Kampala.
Uganda's foreign ministry last week issued a statement describing the protests in Hong Kong as radical and violent and expressing deep concern about the situation. In a telephone interview, Uganda's junior minister for foreign affairs, Okello Riem, says the statement was about supporting their Chinese friends.
Historically and ideologically, we have been aligned to China. In our most difficult times, in the times when we need as friends, China stood with us.
Hong Kong has been consumed in protests since June as pro-democracy groups clashed with security over what they see as China's efforts to restrict the city's autonomy. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
Pacific Gas and Electric says it will shut off power to more than 800,000 customers in 34 counties in California at midnight local time. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Windy conditions are expected over the next day or so, and PG&E wants to limit the risk of a wildfire set off by electrical equipment. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff says there's got to be a better way to do this.
This type of interruption is not acceptable. We are going to do it because we agree that it is in the interest of the safety of people.
And school commissioner John Sasaki in Oakland says no power means no school.
Those schools will not be in session.
Jennifer Siemens lives in Oroville and says she's bracing for a third blackout in a month. She lost her home in Paradise, a fire that killed 85 people. It was started by PG&E power lines. I'm Ed Donahue.
The UN Security Council met behind closed doors on Tuesday to discuss North Korea's October 2nd ballistic missile launch. The ambassador for South Africa told reporters afterward that the council decided to encourage North Korea and the United States to continue talks. North Korea wants to see tough economic sanctions lifted, while the United States insists on maintaining maximum pressure until Pyongyang takes concrete steps toward the complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantlement of its nuclear program. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.